I did, with my daughter, celebrate the 25th anniversary of the March on Washington. Because in that instance, I wanted her to be well aware of what the fight is all about. And it turns out that when she went to Swarthmore, she and her student body friends had to close down Swarthmore. Their building, their main building, is called Parish Hall. And so they took over Parish Hall for a bit because of hate speech that was written all up and down the main walkway. In Swarthmore, you have a beautifully tree-lined pathway up to the front of their main building. And across it had been scrawled nasty references to black people, to lesbian and gays, and to Jews. And my daughter and her friends shut the place down. I said, you know, I did my job. And the Quaker approach to hate speech was more speech. They did a, what they do is called collections, I think, where they bring people together to talk about what was wrong with what was done. And the question to Rebecca was, what do you do about it? You know, how do you get this institution to address it? And what they did was to support a Harambe weekend. And Harambe was intended to celebrate the variety that they found on campus, whether you were gay, lesbian, transgender, whether you were Jewish or black or Hispanic, that everyone got a chance to celebrate who they were. And that was the response to the hate speech. So while it was 25 years after, our takeover, the instincts and the remedies were similar, you know. And I'm very proud of my daughter for that. And I think my little Pukini, little Willow, I hope to follow in the grand old tradition in the event that she encounters anything like that. We want to be able to tell her the stories of what Grandma did and what Mother did and what she is intended to do if she encounters that. This, you know, this whole business about our being in a post-racial society is nonsense. And as long as it's nonsense, we need people on the battlefield, and we got a soldier over there, and that's it, and that's all. Any other questions?
Does